Papa Romeo Sierra, looking for an update on a cell service in the Etowah area. Anybody got any updates? Over.
HKX, cell service is still down as far as I can tell.
Very much. Just looking to see if anybody had any updates. Over.
This is W4ATP with the Pickens County Communications Group. Does anyone on this frequency have any traffic?
NTR, do you have that traffic for KO4NUE?
Negative. I just got back to the radio.
To another station, but I can give you the gist of it. My station is from KO4NUE. My station is damaged. KI4JVI tower, possible damage. Crossband repeat to 147.195 is in op. Skywarn hub in op. And Sun has broken back due to storm damage this morning. And again, that's from KO4NUE, Chad.
Yes. W4ATP, can you say again, over?
KO4HKX. My station is damaged. KI4JVI tower, possible damage. Crossband repeat to 147.195 is in op. Skywarn hub is in op. And my son's back is broken because he was in an accident this morning. A tree fell on him. And his station will be down for the next 8 hours.
ATP, good copy. Thank you. It's W4ATP.
Now pass that traffic to W4ATP. And your name was?
This is W4ATP. Name is Tom. Tango Oscar Mike.
How did I pass the traffic to you when he returned? KO4HKX. TR, KO4HKX.
HKX, KO4ZEW.
KO4HKX, go ahead, Ben.
Someone earlier was asking about a cell report. I don't remember what area, but I can confirm around the Malden and Five Forks area. We have SMS service now, but no internet on cellular.
Your cell report up here where I'm at, and it is dead in the water.
All right. We were completely dead earlier up until about an hour ago. And then we noticed SMS messages started going through. Haven't tried a phone call. I don't want to clog up the system unless necessary.
Yeah, that would help if people would stay off of it except for emergencies so people could do what they needed to do.
And I'm going to do the same. So KO4ZEW, clear and monitoring.
You be careful out there. Glad to know you're safe. KO4HKX, standing by.
KX and Gerald Shield. Ernie said you was calling me, Patrick. I was outside by the generator. Couldn't hear it.
I wanted to let you know I got that piece of traffic passed for you, KO4NUE.
I can understand why Chad's wound up. Good God Almighty. I knew Barry pretty well back there, and Chad's dad, and Anna, of course. And it's just terrible. You know, we went through that with Bernice on back surgery. It's not a small thing, but thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it. I got it the second time. I just stuck the cassette in the recorder wrong, but nobody would answer me on that 147 frequency.
I'm a 610 here, and I passed that traffic.
Tom, who?
4ATP station that he was wanting.
Oh, okay. Well, and that other gentleman was supposedly going to take care of it, so that's great. Everybody's working together, and I just told Amy, our daughter, how much traffic and emergency assistance is being relegated out there by the ham community. I'm proud of that.
You got three, maybe four sheets by now, full of traffic that went through here today.
You know how we feel about you anyway. That's great. It's nice of you to do. I know you don't have to, and you're just doing it. So keep up the good work, Patrick. I'm going to go feed the girls. This is N0TR.
You and Miss Bernice, stay safe. KO4HKX. Standing by.
KE6KEN. I just wanted to give you a shout-out, Patrick. You've done an incredible job today, so good on you for all that.
What I got into the hobby for is to help people, so I'm trying to do what I can from sitting here.
Appreciated, and I've been learning things just listening to how you handle them, so hang in there, and I hope you're doing okay yourself.
It finally stopped raining up here, and the power went out about an hour ago. But up to that point, we had had power. We don't have any cell service or phones or 911s down up here, too. So it is not a good situation, but we are safe.
Nothing but radio almost, right?
Highlights the necessity to have a radio.
In Greenville, the AT&T network is out where we are. So anybody who's got AT&T does not have cell service. And, of course, that could happen to Verizon and other carriers as well.
If KO4 ZEW, Ben, come in here just a minute ago and said they were able to get SMS messages out. I don't know what carrier he's on, but at least somebody's starting to come back up. So maybe that's a good thing. At least cell service will start coming back online. Comment. Go ahead, comment.
This is W4SOE. You know, I'm kicking myself. First part of this week, I was thinking I should get a Starlink dish. Not because of this, but because their service is everywhere now, and it's the same price as what I'm paying for Charter. And I was, I'll wait, I'll think about it, and now I wish I hadn't. Go ahead.
For ZEW, I just wanted to quickly follow up and say, yes, you're correct. We have cellular down here in Malden, Simpsonville, Five Forks. It's SMS only. I think a little bit of data, but no internet yet. So it's coming back, but it's pretty busy.
And is that on AT&T?
Yes, I forgot to mention that. That is AT&T.
Fort Ben.
There you go. This is Ken. Appreciate what you're doing today, and I'll be listening on the side. Thank you. KE6KEN.
Pretty kind words, and like I said, I'm just trying to do what I can from here. At least I'm up here out of it, where it seems to be a lot worse down that way, but I don't know. I haven't been out and ventured out, but I've been listening to radio up here, and it's pretty bad up this way, too. The county's cut pretty much in half, and no 911, no communication are moving except for two-way radio up here.
W4SOE. I was mobile earlier. What's your call sign?
Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX.
Got it. Now it's burned into my semi-indelible brain. And I also wrote it down just in case. I'm going to be sitting around all day, so if you ever need to step away for a minute or something, just give me a shout. I'm on the side monitoring.
But I've got nowhere to go, so I guess I won't be here.
Well, if you got to go to the bathroom or you just need to stretch your legs, then if you're sitting down, you should get up, stand up, and walk around a little bit at least.
I've got my radio on crossband repeat. I'm just using an HT to get back to my radio here. So if there's anybody else listening out in my area and having trouble getting to the repeater, give me a call, and I'll give you the tone and everything to get into my little repeater up here.
Outside, I'm still monitoring 7.232 on HF as well.
I have HF capabilities, but I've been so busy with this, I haven't even turned that radio on.
Right now, I've published it to all the other, to Anderson and Pickens County Aries, our comm plan, our ITS-205, and this was one of the frequencies on it. So hopefully the information got around, and if anybody needs anything and they can't reach a repeater, they'll call in on HF.
Maybe after all this is over, I can get with you and get some more information about Aries, because as far as I know, there isn't anything up here in Transylvania County where I'm at. And it would be nice to try to get something going up here.
Yeah, happy to. Happy to. Shoot me an email. I'm on QRZ, and as soon as I get internet, I'll respond. I got to get my Winlink set up here. I had that laptop kind of in storage, so I got to pull it out, and I might have Winlink email here soon, but you can send to both.
Look you up here later after everything gets settled down, and we get back to semi-normal, and see about getting up with you on that. I don't know how much, if you're on this repeater listening, but during the day I run a mobile tour out down in Greenville, even though I live up here outside of Brevard. So I'm down the mountain four to five days a week, running around down there. But would love to catch up with you sometime.
Yep, I made a note here too to circle back with you, so if I don't hear from you, you'll probably hear from me.
Well, I'm going to get off here and clear the air for a little bit. KO4HKX, standing by.
KO4HKX, W4DJW.
4HKX here.
Hey, Patrick, give you a status update. We got tree trunk out of his driveway, and he just took off down the road. So, and everybody survived it. But we've got AT&T mobile, and it's not working. Was somebody saying something about AT&T getting them working a few minutes ago? Amy said she heard somebody say something about AT&T.
KO4ZW, come in here, and AT&T has SMS up, but he has not tried data or phone. It's pretty overloaded, so he's just trying to stay off of it, and hopefully everybody else will, but you know that won't happen. And it can come up, and we can use it for emergency uses.
Yeah, we have AT&T mobile as well, and it just says SOS. That's all it says. So, emergency traffic only. I guess that's what, instead of any bars, it just says SOS. Anyway, I was just curious. She wanted to know if anybody had a status update on AT&T. So, I appreciate it. Appreciate you being a point of relay too, Patrick. You're doing a fantastic job. I was out there sweating all that time and got the tree trunk out of the way and came in and got a shower and sat down to get something to eat and heard you're still at it. So appreciate that. Good job.
I was hoping I hadn't overstepped on anything and was just trying to help out where I could. I've got notes here where I can make connections and pass the information if somebody needs it.
And it is very much appreciated. Just want to let you know that. I'm going to go back to eating. But great job. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Dave, and I'm glad you got that tree up and everybody's safe and you didn't overdo it. And good to hear you back in here on the radio a little bit.
It's KXWG Pharmacy. You know, I'm going to go QRT for a little bit, but I'm just going to, you know, try to conserve power at this moment, but I'll let you know when I'm back up. WG4MC clear.
Appreciate you letting me know. That way I don't reach out and to somebody there that's not there. I appreciate that. And appreciate you being on standby there, Matt. And I may have to trade out with you here for a little bit sooner or later and take a break.
Doing an excellent job, Patrick. 7-3, my friend.
And for all those who find this interesting, we're still in need of net controllers, and that was a good way to get your practice in on doing this, because that's what set me up for this, is the last 2 years of being a net controller. So we are still in need of some of those if anybody's out there.
Here you are. this is KO4ATX. Go ahead.
You put a call out there for net controllers. I'd be interested in that.
Got some openings on Fridays and Saturdays, I believe is what's left open. Every other Friday and a couple of Saturdays a month.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I'll sign a little bit slower, and I will relay that information in.
Sure thing. It's Whiskey 4, Bravo, Delta, Romeo. I'm Brian, and I'm here in Chesney, South Carolina.
Whiskey 4, Bravo, Delta, Romeo, and Brian in Chesney.
That's correct.
I'm sure Dave will give you an opportunity at it. He'll be back in here in a little bit. I know he's eating lunch right now, so he's probably listening. But after the dust settles from all this storm, we'll probably give you a shout.
Roger that. I usually check into this net periodically, but if he comes, I'll leave this on frequency for the duration of the day. If he comes back, I'll give him my cell number so he can get a hold of me.
I will, if you want to give it to me, I'll relay it to him.
Roger that. It's 864-524-4091. That's 864-524-4091.
864-524-4091. QSM. Pass that along. And, Brian, thank you for coming in here for that. Because it'd be nice to have a little bit of help here and there.
It's been a few years since I've done a net, but it'll come right back to me.
And it definitely helps you remember call signs quicker and voices anyway. Like most of these people, I've known the voices before I knew the call sign about who it was. So it definitely helped out today.
Roger that. Understood.
The side here, I got some things I need to take care of. I'll be listening. So if anybody else needs anything, y'all just come on in and I'll step back in. KO4HKX. I'll be on the monitoring.
W4BDR, clear and listening.
KD.
KO4HKX.
Is net active or emergency mode or something?
No emergency net. I'm just up here passing traffic for everybody and being a central hub, I guess.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to tie up the repeater too long. Just one point I wanted to make out. I've gone to two places to get stuff and signs and cash only.
I blame them for that. If you don't have a card, I can't guarantee you that it's going to go through. So that's why I can't understand why people don't carry cash in emergencies. I just don't get it.
I forgot about that myself. So anyway, I was going to get us some nice sushi to eat. But I guess I'll go back home and we'll eat some pecan shortbread cookies or something. KC4SKD.
Be careful, and if you need anything, I'll be monitoring the repeater. KO4HK, standing by.
260, we are in emergency mode in this Barker County, and according to my operator technician, he said to go to this channel for further instructions.
We have an emergency net going on this repeater. Spartanburg County is in emergency, and I've had several people coming over here and passing traffic. So that I want to make that clear. I have not called the repeater into an emergency mode or emergency net. So, but we are doing our part.
Comment. Hey, Patrick, that's Gary. He's a GMRS user. And, we since Spartanburg County is in emergency mode, we've opened up 330 for anybody to use, license or not, for emergency. So he's just doing a test to see that he can get into 610 in case there is an emergency.
RS on here, I'm not denying any of that. If it's an emergency, I want to know about it. But it's not a formal emergency net is all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
And while you're here, I was able to pass that traffic to Tom for you.
Send anywhere for help if they need it. So I'm directing them to 330 and 610 if they need help. So he's basically doing a check to see if it is emergent, he can contact.
You sure got double with you?
I think I doubled. Go ahead. Tom over in Pickens. He come over here, and I passed it to him.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, well, just be advised, we've got some GMRS users that's in need, and we don't have anything to offer them because it's damaged the GMRS repeater. So if they need help, we're asking them to come to 610 or 330.
Like I said, if it's an emergency, come on in. I've not, because that, once an emergency, it gives you the right to use that radio. So, by all means, come in.
Yeah, rock that. Well, my viewpoint is Harper County declared a state of emergency. That's good enough for me. But I Dave's the one you have to talk to, I guess. But Gary, if you need the frequency, you know you can make contact, right?
Sorry to interfere, but I was just doing what I was told and trying to learn. But I won't be on here unless there's an emergency from here on out. And I'll give you WSCS 260, Gary Campobello. We on out.
You're not saying that. I didn't mean to sound like I was scolding you or anything like that. I was just making it clear I have not officially called the repeater into an emergency mode. If Dave wants me to do that, I will be glad to do that. But as of right now, I'm just passing traffic for everybody. And I did have a GMRS user this morning that got on here because he had no other means, and a tree had fallen on a family member and they could not get out. So we were able to get them help with that.
I just want to tell you that I didn't key in to give you an emergency call. I just wanted to have some kind of communications. We have no cell phone service. I am fortunate enough to have solar, so I do have power and a landline, but this is something I want to try somebody, help somebody else with, if you don't mind. WSCS 260, we're clear.
And KO4NUE, I will check with Dave and what he wants to do about bringing it into the net here. I just talked to him. He's eating lunch, and then I'll see what we're going to do there, okay?
Yep. Well, if you need some help, I need a break or something, let me know. I got to stay busy. So if you need to cover down or need a break, let me know. I'll take it.
Appreciate it. And I may give you a call, but as of right now, I'm okay. That way, I've got all the notes and everything here in one place, and they're not all scattered, and we can keep track of it.
Yep.
4NUE, this is Don.
Hey, you, bud.
Doing good. I got the message that you were needing to forward. I got it both on the radio, and at the very same minute that I was taking the message over the radio, WB4LZT sent me a text with it. So sorry to hear about all that, but we completely understand the situation there. And just let us know if you need anything, okay? It's W4ATP.
Yeah, just want to let you know, just so you know, yeah, so we have no Skywarn capability. The receive sig on the radio coming from the repeater has dropped significantly, so we suspect we've taken some damage at the site. We don't know. We have an amateur call that was to the repeater, so she's going to see if she can go report what damage is available when we get it. And crossbanders down into 147.195. I don't see right now. Relay the best we can, but yeah, son's in the hospital. It's been a rough morning, and I'm trapped here at the farm and can't get out.
W4ATP, I completely understand that. I got out a little while ago and looked at the roads. I got one way out right now, but all the other potential routes for me, there's trees down across the road, power lines down across the road, one place with a big oak tree that partially fell across the road, and it looks like the power lines and all caught it, so it's kind of just hanging there across the road, and I don't think anybody needs to be driving under that. So I think we're kind of here for a little while, too. W4ATP.
All right, well, as long as y'all know, I just want to get you some kind of information because the Westford hub's down, and I know that I can do anything about it right now. But anyway, 73, tell the guys at the EOC I said hello, and just could do a little bit of prayer for my son if you get a chance. Thank you. KO4NUE, 73.
W4ATP, we will certainly do that, and I'll pass that along to the group. Thanks a lot, W4ATP Monitoring.
Media Yard, does anybody know the status of the power in Hendersonville, over?
Yard, Brian, this is KO4HKX. Most of Henderson County and Transylvania County are without power. There are more without power than with power, is the last report I got.
Thank you very much, W4BDR, Clay, listening.
And a good source of information, if you have an AM transistor radio, is AM 720 for our location. They are announcing power outages, shelters, where you can get help, anything like that. If you want to monitor that AM station, they are set up as a shelter, and that's a good place to start with that information.
Thank you very much for the intel.
For HKX, standing by.
KO4HKX, W4DJW. About emergency mode? You and Chad talking while I was going back and forth. I got to make a run to get gas for the generator. But emergency traffic always takes precedence on this repeater. But if people need to, if they want to talk, it's okay. So we don't need to go into full-blown emergency mode. But if they are going to talk, they need to understand they need to keep their conversations brief. Don't try to keep it keyed up less than 15 to 20 seconds at a time, and then unkey, and then wait between volleys to hear if somebody with an emergency needs to break in. So emergency traffic takes precedence, but that doesn't mean that somebody else can't use a repeater. But if they do want to use a repeater, keep it limited to short, brief conversations with long spans in between just in case emergency traffic appears. Copy?
Good copy on that. That's pretty much what I've been doing, but I've had a couple of GMRS users come in here because they had no other means of communication. So that's what I was wanting to talk to you about and make sure we were all okay with that.
Okay, if they're not licensed to use the frequency, but it is an emergency that they're wanting to deal with, it is okay, right? It's legal, right? If it's an emergency, if somebody is hurt or there's property damage, which makes it an emergency, it's injury to property or person, then they can use the repeater for that emergency only.
That is the mode I've been operating under. Like I said, I had one come in this morning with a GMRS call that a tree had fallen on a family member, and we immediately passed the traffic for him just like anybody else.
That was perfectly valid, and that's what we're here for. That's the main reason for the repeater. So appreciate that. Don't want to be too strict, but at the same time, you got to respect the emergency traffic above regular QSO. And I'm headed out to go get gas for the generator. Appreciate what you're doing. KO4HKX, W4DJW Clear.
You be careful out there and let us know if you can find any gas. I've had several people asking for it, so bring that information back to us when you can. KO4HKX, standing by.